Christmas and Easter
get top billing in the lives of Christians. But you know, I've always had a very special place in my heart for this unpopular or less popular season of Epiphany. I guess it's because I love the story of the Magi searching for the truth by the light of a distant star. And for good congregationalists such as we are, who tend to be overly involved in thinking about God or doing the work of the world, I think that it's healthy for us to spend some time basking in the mystery of God. Epiphany is the season we're filled with the wonder and the mystery of the incarnation. We're still amazed that the message that God is with us, shining in the face of that baby Jesus. The prophet Isaiah hails the Epiphany by personifying Jerusalem as a woman who is downcast, out of luck and bereft of her children who are in exile. To this woman consumed by her grief, the prophet cries out. He says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come. The light is the glory of the Lord. The cause for joy is the presence of the light of God in the midst of her grief and her loss." Now, this text is appropriate for the feast at Epiphany as it tells us of the arrival of the light of God, even in the midst of the darkness of life. To the Magi, the Epiphany appears in the brilliance of a star in the night sky and the deep down desire to follow that light, come what may. I've always wondered about those traveling stargazers. Which was more fulfilling for them? Finally finding the manger where the child was? Or maybe their real fulfillment came in spending all that time in the deep dark searching for the meaning of the light in the night sky, trying to comprehend the mystery of it all. So I guess my question for all of you this morning is, where does Epiphany find you? Are you hungering for movement in your spiritual, intellectual life, hoping for some kind of revelation? Does this Epiphany find you as the woman Jerusalem, captured in the darkness of longing or grief or loss, looking for the Messiah, something to relieve the misery of a difficult life? Or are you as a wanderer on a journey, beholding a far-off light, sensing a desire for movement and meaning on your life's journey, curious about what the end of life is going to be, but fascinated with the journey right now? This morning, wherever you are, however you've come, wherever you're going, our scripture and our stories remind us that we are about to embark upon a journey. A journey which contains unsearchable riches, mystery and light, grace and forgiveness, love and truth. It's always bothered me, I guess, that so many Christians these days seem to feel the urgency to explain away all the mystery of God. Some of us need instant meaning and understanding. I suppose it gives us clarity of purpose and certainty of faith. Let's remind ourselves that by coming to church and participating in this community of faith, being willing to be present to the light of God, we're committing ourselves to a way of life rather than some rigid set of beliefs. By embracing the mystery of God, we get to have serious hunches about our faith and our life. rather than espousing absolute certainties. We can study the Bible and discover in it a faith that liberates us, rather than clinging to the truth that it precisely defines. We can live knowing that faith in the mystery of God is learning how to trust without reservation. Not merely believing without proof. For us to embrace the mystery of God is to trust God to free us up of our insecurities so that we can become more deeply ourselves in partnership with God. On this Epiphany, we need to remember that at Christmas, God became like us, so that thereafter we might become more like God. We know what that means. We know when we watch Jesus heal the sick. We know when we see him empower the poor and speak truth to the power of his day. We know it when we see him agonize over the city. We know it when we see him comfort and love the women and the men who are inconsolable and unlovable. Short answer of it is, we saw him change people's lives. We remember Zacchaeus, who climbed the tree a crook and came down a saint. We know Paul, who set out as a thug for the Pharisees and became a fool for Christ. The mystery of Epiphany is that we too can be changed by this event. We can move from the darkness into the light. From a need for certainty to a willingness to live searching for truth. We may move from the still pools of self-absorption and protection to becoming living channels for God's mercy and God's healing love. It's about change. Can we be changed by the power of God's love? Will we realize that what makes God so powerful in our lives is not infinite control, but infinite mercy? William Sloan Coffin said that one of the wonders of God's love is that God gives us minimum protection and maximum support. We receive support to help us grow up, to stretch our minds and to stretch our hearts in new ways. Support to help us live in the mystery and with the light of Christ. See, God's intention for us was not a narrow-minded faith that had meaning and purpose nailed down in a tight little box of truth and certainty. God's desire for us is to be open, to be loving and joyful human beings, as free for one another as God's own love for us. And perhaps that's the greatest mystery of all. My wish for all of you this new year is that we will learn with an ever-increasing depth of commitment what it means for us to live in the mystery of God as we love each other and as we love God. Amen.